This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. William Henry Gates III is an American business magnate, investor, programmer, inventor, and philanthropist. You probably know him as Bill. He's done a few things, most notably building the software empire Microsoft. Although Bill Gates has stepped away from daily operations at Microsoft, he's still chairman of the board. But some influential Microsoft investors are calling for Gates to step down. That's according to a story from Reuters corporate board correspondent Nadia Damouni. Nadia, thanks for talking to us today.
Hi, Ross. Nice to hear from you.
You reported that three of the top 20 investors in Microsoft are lobbying the board to get Gates to step down as chairman. What's their beef with him? Why do they want him to step down?
Well, you have to understand that obviously you've seen in this case that there's an activist shareholder that's going to get a board seat very soon. That fund manager is called Value Act Capital. And they have tried to prevent themselves from going public with a campaign, so they didn't wage a proxy fight, but they're going to get a board seat. And of course, a number of institutional investors actually support their efforts. And they believe as long as Bill Gates is chairman of the board, this company cannot strategically change. Now, Bill Gates had supported his good friend Steve Ballmer, who was the CEO that just announced his departure, if you remember, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 13 years, Steve Ballmer has been the CEO, and a number of investors criticized Bill Gates for supporting Steve's role in not so much transforming Microsoft. Microsoft sort of fallen behind in a number of acquisitions. It obviously just recently announced its acquisition of Nokia, which a number of investors also disapproved of. So Bill Gates is not being seen very favorably amongst investors, let's put it that way.
Now, why do they think that he could block adoption of new strategies? Does he have a history of that as chairman of the board?
He has his own vision for Microsoft. Obviously, Windows 8 has been a huge focus for them. They've done a number of acquisitions recently, including Skype, as well as Yammer, which is a social collaboration tool. And they've actually overpaid for a number of acquisitions, which a number of investors have criticized them for. They also missed a number of areas. So if you look at Google, for example, and Apple, they are way ahead in terms of both strategy and areas of focus in terms of deals that they've done. And it's kind of left Microsoft in the dust. So people have sort of seen Bill as one of the reasons why this company's fallen behind. And the other issue, obviously, is that Bill has been, as you mentioned, very busy with his philanthropy, a lot of work he's done for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So I think investors are like, either you focus on this company, you're all in, like as you saw with Dell and Michael Dell, or you're completely out. And in this case, I think they're trying to get him out.
Now, you've been talking to some shareholders reacting to this call to replace Bill Gates as chairman of the board. Do you think there's the critical mass actually to make this happen?
There could be. And funnily enough, there has been, after obviously our story came out overnight, there has been so much chatter about the CEO candidates. And so investors are concerned that if Bill remains chairman, and he's also on that search committee for a new CEO, if he remains in that place, then whoever is, let's say they look at an external candidate, people are fearful that Bill can just veto that person out and just say, nope, not interested. And we reported Ford CEO Alan Mulally, CSC CEO Mike Lowry, and these are all turnaround experts. And if Bill Gates doesn't want a turnaround expert, he can just say no. And so I think that's why investors are coming together, and I'm not sure how big the voice is going to become before the end of the year, but I think they're coming together and definitely trying to lobby for some change.
We're just about out of time, but has there been such a move as this before to replace Bill Gates as chair of the board of Microsoft?
This is the first time, and in fact, it has shocked the entire technology, let's say Silicon Valley, is either they love this idea or they hate it. So, no, this is definitely the first time. I think Steve Ballmer, who was the CEO and still remains CEO for the next 12 months until they find a replacement, I think the writing was on the wall there, but I don't think people were expecting Bill to get targeted next.
Hey, Nadia, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for your time, Ross.
Nadia Damouni, she's Reuters corporate board correspondent. They're out with a story that's getting a lot of comment about an effort to replace Bill Gates as chairman of the board of Microsoft, the company he founded. This is The Record.